you to enjoy Life. Life with Luigi, a new comedy show created by Cy Howard and starring that celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Mann. With Alan Reed as Macaulay.
I received your letter, and I'm so excited to meet the cousin Mario, whose trainers are coming to Chicago tomorrow on the way to California. Already I made a sleeping place for him in my bedroom for one night he's going to stay. I'm going to squeeze together two easy chairs and push him against the wall. That's so cousin Mario can fall down on it from one side. I would have given my bed to Mamma Mia, but I'm taking no chances. I'm got a lumpy mattress. It took me 2 years to learn how to sleep in between the lumps. But I got a letter yesterday from a cousin of Mario himself, and he says I'm going to recognize him from the train very easy. He's going to wear his green hat with a little red feather. Then the long jacket with the four buttons in the front, the brown corduroy pants, and just to make sure, he's going to be wearing a piece of paper with his name in a big letter. Money, I got only one to worry. What's going to happen if somebody else is going to be dressed like that? But, Mamma Mia, I feel so excited about meeting the cousin of Mario tomorrow. I find myself singing on the way to my night to school. America, I love you. You're like a papa to me. From the ocean to a
So your cousin is coming in tomorrow, huh, Luigi?
Yeah, Luigi.
What train?
And a cheap.
What time?
4:30 p.m.
What for? My, Luigi, I'm just as excited as the rest of you.
I know you are, sir.
To me, that is my fondest memory. My first joyful week in America. My uncle Ole got me a new suit of clothes and a beautiful job at $6 a week.
Only $6 a week. Luigi, in those days, you could raise our family on $6 a week.
Yeah, but today the government is part of your family. You need $600.
Quiet, gentlemen. Here comes the teacher.
Good evening, Clark.
Good evening, Miss Foley.
I'll call her on. Mr. Basco?
Here. And I guess you what, Miss Foley?
Just answer here, Mr. Basco. Mr. Horowitz?
Here, and Luigi's cousin is coming in tomorrow from Italy.
Please, no unnecessary talking. Mr. Olson?
Yes, and he's going to spend the night with Luigi before he goes on to California to meet with his uncle.
The next one who talks out of turn gets a zero. Mr. Schultz?
Miss Foley, I wish you would change the batting order once in a while.
All right, Mr. Schultz, you have that zero.
No, please, Miss Barton, I'm responsible because my cousin Mario is coming in from Italy, and they all excited just like me.
Well, all right. Mr. Basco, did you say your cousin was going to stay with you?
For one day. Then he's going to live with an uncle in California.
Luigi, you know, for the short time he's going to be in Chicago, you should show him a good time.
Oh, sure, Horowitz. How am I going to take him on a bus ride and show him the Loop, Wrigley Building, Marshall Fields, the Lake of Michigan,
and... Stop the bus, Luigi! You got him halfway to California!
Mr. Basco, I think your cousin will enjoy that little bus trip.
Sure, and also, I'm thinking about making him a little welcome party.
Oh, wonderful, Luigi. Where will the party be? What time? And should we come former or bring our wives?
Everybody is invited, sure. Also, I'm going to have a Pasquale and a Rosa Well, that's all. I don't get too much money, so it's going to be a little party.
Oh, Luigi, the food is of minor importance. Your cousin will enjoy a real bang-up, yin-dandy time with our own lovely little grill.
Of course, Luigi, we'll make him feel real homely.
Good. And Miss Buddy, are you going to come too?
Well, I can't say for sure, Mr. Basco.
Please, Miss Buddy, I want to he should see you.
Well, all right.
Oh, good. Good, that's wonderful. When your cousin takes one look at the teacher we got here, it's going to be goodbye, California. Chicago, here I stay!
Mr. Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi. Hello, hello.
Hello, Pasquale.
Was you smart tonight in school, a little banana nose?
Well, just so. But Pasquale, do you know how I'm going to surprise my cousin Mario tomorrow?
Yes, you're not going to show up at the slave to meet him.
No. Come on, guess the first time.
All right. First, you're going to take Mario to a suspensive nightclub where he's going to eat the $5 steaks, drink the best of champagne, pinch the beautiful and dancing the girls.
Go ahead, first time. Then what else are we going to do in this nightclub?
Wash the dishes in the kitchen, whatever.
No, Scotty, you're wrong. I'm just going to make plain little party for Cousin Mario in the back of my store.
That's a good too. Nothing like a good home-cooked feast. Get him a nice, fat 20-pound turkey, plenty of salad, a soup, a pie, the nuts.
No, Pasquale, I only got $6 to spend.
For the whole party?
Uh-huh. What kind of meat I can buy for this money, Pasquale?
With $6, Luigi, you can't even afford to be a vegetarian.
I thought that maybe $6 could buy sandwiches.
Sandwiches? A poor fella travels 10,000 miles over the ocean, finally comes to a relative, and what does he get to eat? Ham on rye without the ham.
Sorry, maybe I could lend some money from somebody.
I wonder who.
You know somebody, Pasquale?
Could be.
You think this fella would lend me the money for the party?
He might if you left some security.
What the security he would want, Pasquale?
Marriage license made out with my daughter, Rosa.
Mamma mia, back with a ham on her eye.
Luigi, don't be so stubborn. After all, I got the daughter, and my loss is going to be your gain.
Yeah, but Pasquale, if you're not so healthy, I should have gained 250 pounds at the one time.
Luigi, bet your cousin Mario a little bag is a sandwich a party. Show off your poorness so maybe he should arrive home to your mama. Our son is a bigger failure in America.
No.
Yes. Then maybe mama's going to go to work in a town so she can send her starving American son a few dollars every week.
No, but Pasquale, please, lend me a few dollars till next week. I promise you I'm going to pay you back.
All right, the little cabbage bush. Calm down, relax. I'm going to show you how you good angel Pasquale is a real sport.
And you're going to lend me the money, Pasquale?
Luigi, you think I wouldn't help you when you're facing a catastrophe? Look close in this eye. Go ahead. What do you see there? A mean, a selfish old man, always out for a buck? Or a kindly, gentle fellow who's in love with the fellow man? Well, what do you see?
Pasquale, give me the other eye. You ain't doing so good with this one.
Oh, sometimes I might seem hard-headed, Luigi, but that's just a rough shell that hides a soft inside.
Oh, yeah, you're so right, Pasquale. Inside of your hard shell is the softest head I've ever seen.
That's a funny thing. When I say it, it's come out of different. Look, Luigi, why aren't you dancing around? I'm going to give you enough money to make a cousin of Mario such a big party. They're going to think you middle name is a Rockefeller Center.
Oh, Mario, you're wonderful.
Just one thing, Luigi.
Huh?
I do you a little favor. I wanted the party. You should do me a little favor.
For anything of us, Mario, except the Mario.
No, not that. I'm not even going to ask you to elope with her.
Well, then what's the favor, Pasquale?
Just to promise to me blind, Luigi, that you're going to do this for me.
All right, Pasquale, you got to my promise. I do you any favor you ask.
Good!
And are we going to make Cousin Mario a big welcome party?
They gave it the word, Luigi. Mario isn't going to have such a great welcome. People are going to think Eisenhower is making a return trip down to Michigan Boulevard.
train ain't like it. Maybe we should ask some conductor. Maybe he's got lost someplace, or maybe...
No, stop already. Maybe he got off the boat in the middle of the ocean and decided to come the rest of the way by taxi.
Just, I know he's back in New York, but Luigi, stop the train.
Mommy, how you know, Just?
Because he is coming in on track 5, and this is track 5.
But it's just I only see two tracks.
Stop the train. Luigi, stop. You're getting me all for shimmers.
But you hear, what you hear? Hey, why they're not coming out yet?
Because the doors are locked and people are funny. They hate to jump out through closed windows. Please have patience, Luigi.
But they are coming out tonight, Chief. Look hard that we might lose the cousin of Mario.
Yeah, sure. He's only wearing a green hat with a yellow feather, you know.
Hey, that's right, sir. So look at the shirt. He's a new in this country and...
Ah, I think I see him. Come on, Luigi. Follow me. Luigi, sono tanto contento di rivederla.
Come on, stai, tutta la famiglia.
Grazie mille, stiamo tutto molto bene, benissimo.
Ah, bene. E giusto, io desidero di fare con la gente mio cugino.
Luigi, just a shoulder, remember? Prima schnitzel kid from Vienna.
Mario,
sì.
Io voglio che concetto mio amico Schultz.
Piacere a fare vostra conoscenza.
What am I supposed to do, Luigi? Kiss his hand?
It doesn't seem to meet you, Schultz. Oh, hey, you look good, Mario.
Luigi, does he speak some English?
Well, I don't know. I'm going to ask him. Hey, Mario.
Sì.
Parla l'inglese?
Sì, io ho imparato a parlare l'inglese sopra la nave.
Ah, sì, all'estate.
Well, naturally I understand. You think I'm a foreigner? I couldn't understand him better if he was Hungarian and I was Chinese.
Mario said he learned to speak English and the boat.
Oh, he did? Well, good. You tell him to say something in English, huh?
Mario. Padre inglese.
Sì.
Shuffleboard. Shuffleboard.
The sounds like he came back from the Olympics.
Mario, how was your dress? Did you enjoy your dress?
Shuffleboard?
Let him know, Luigi, but could he go for a quick game of pool and I shot him 10 times?
How you like it for starting the car, Mario?
Automobile.
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 Oh, bene. Luigi, tell me, who is this fellow Benny he keeps talking about?
Well, bene, that means good in Italian, of course.
Ah, look, Mario, there's the Buckingham Fountain. Oh, that's
beautiful, huh?
Oh.
Shuffleboard.
Guarda, the Adler Lanatorium.
Arriva, peri.
Luigi, tell them what that is.
That's the place where they show you the stars, just like in the sky.
Mario,
Luigi, parla inglese. Io comprendo quando le parlo inglese.
Translate, Luigi.
But it says I should talk in English, so you understand me then.
Mario, shuffleboard.
Luigi, I still don't understand why you brought your cousin here to your bank.
Well, I want him to meet the vice president, Schultz. I want him to meet him, and then that's going to make a miracle very important.
Scusi, Luigi. Parla inglese.
He still wants you to talk English, Luigi, huh?
That's right.
Well, here we go for shuffleboard again.
Papa, big mouth.
Luigi, let's go home. For Smalley's waiting. The party must have started.
Well, then, Mr. Basco. What can we do for you today?
Mr. Vice President, well, I got a little favor that I want to ask you. I want you should meet my cousin from Italy. That's Mario Novello.
A pleasure, Mr. Novello.
Shuffle a ball.
What? Well, Mr. Vice President, he's only a few days in America, and Mr. Vice President, he's only speak a few words English.
Few? One?
I see.
Mr. Vice President, maybe you how much money we got in our bank here?
Oh, yes, certainly. We have assets of over $83 million.
Mario, la mia banca è più di 83 milioni di dollari.
Oh! Dimmi, quanti appartiene a lei?
What does he want to know, Mr. Basco?
He wants to know how much of that the money belongs to me. So what do you think I should have told him?
Well, you could lie to him in English or tell him the bitter truth in Italian.
All right, I'm going. No. Come on, Mario. Well, goodbye, Mr. Vice President. Thank you so much for talking with us.
That's quite all right, Mr. Basco. Well, arrivederci, Mr. Novello.
Hey, parmigiano!
No. What did he say?
Well, he wants to know if you talk Italian.
Well,
shuffle-based shuffleboard.
Luigi, I gotta hand it to you. This pizza is out of this world.
I'm glad you enjoy it, Luigi.
Oh, and the lasagna.
Oh, that's just so fancy.
Well,
how about you, sister? Come on, you hardly touching a spaghetti.
But what? Luigi, I got in me enough spaghetti to knit three sweaters. That's a wonderful party. Smile, everybody. Have fun. Are you having a good time, Mario? Jump in the ball.
Luigi, ask him what he's going to do out in California.
Mario. E che lavoro faria io in California?
Sento dire che hanno bella ragazza in California.
Hey. He hears that they got the beautiful girls with them.
This boy don't have to know the language.
Ask him what work he did in Italy.
Mario, che lavoro facevi in Italia?
You tava il papà.
Oh, is a hat to his pasta.
And what did his papa do?
Che cosa mi hai fatto tuo padre?
Tuo poveretto per lavorare.
That's right. He says if the papa don't work, he's too old.
I don't quite understand that.
Shuffle the ball! That explains everything. Well, how's the party? Come along. Mario, you having a nice time? Good. Hey, Luigi, come here. I want a few words with you.
Hello, everybody. Am I very late?
Hello, Miss Bonnie.
Excuse me a minute, Mr. Scotty. Miss Bonnie, I wanted you to meet my cousin Mario. Mario, questa è la mia maestra, Miss Bonnie.
Oh, for the ball.
What do you mean by that?
English translation.
You want to stop in the Mario?
Voglio sapere se è maritata.
And his father, he wants to know if you married.
Tell him no, but I do have a boyfriend.
Mario? Epi Danizardo.
Chocolate ball. But that's life, Mario. Here today, shuffleboard tomorrow.
Okay.
Hey, Luigi, come inside a minute. I want to talk with you.
I should have, but excuse me a minute, folks. Hello, Mr. Scotty. What do you want to talk about?
Well, I made you this big part of your cousin, huh, Luigi?
That's a wonderful thing.
Cousin Mario thinks you will big shots in America?
That's the right, Mr. Scotty.
All right, so Luigi, I kept my promise to you, and I keep your promise to me. You've got to do me that a personal favor.
That's the right, Mr. Scotty. And the favor, except that I should have married Rosa.
I don't want you should have married Rosa. I want your cousin to shuffle the ball. He should have married her.
No, but sir, he's never even seen her.
That's the only chance I got. I tell him there's a $5,000 reward that goes to the lucky groom.
$5,000?
That's right. If he stays here in Chicago, he gets the $5,000. If he goes to California, all he gets is a smart.
Sorry, I can't.
Oh, you're backing up on your promise. All right, Mr. Big Shots. I'm going to go in there and tell your cousin the truth. That I had to make this a party for him because of Luigi Bosco is the biggest bust America had since 1929.
No, wait, Sebastian. I make a bargain with you.
A bargain?
Show him a rush. Then I'm going to say a lot of nice things about it. That's the truth. Like, she's got a good character, nice to face, she's a good cook.
Well, all right. Sooner or later, he's got to get his face up from the 5,000 and look at the girl anyway. Come on, we introduce her to Lovebug.
That was how my first haircut in America turned out to be a cream cut.
Comes to now the big treat of the party. Mario, is he going to have the pleasure of meeting my daughter, Rosa?
Che cosa dici, Luigi?
Quale passare desidera da rappresentare tutti i suoi figli?
Ah, Benny. I don't think Benny is going to be so happy.
Get ready, Mario. Rosa! Rosa! Rosa!
Papa!
My little buttercup. Say hello to Luigi, the cousin of Mario.
Oh, Mario!
Well, Mario?
Mario, you like her?
Bellissimo! You're the best of the ragazze grossa I could see,
all right? What did you say, Luigi?
He said he's a crazy overfat the girls.
Oh, Saturday, tomorrow, the happy couple, and they're going to elope a man and a wife. 10 years I waited for this. I finally live it today.
Now, look at me.
I'm going to find it in bed. I'm going to find it in bed.
Next week at this time over most of these stations when Luigi Basto writes another letter to his Mama Basto describing his adventures in America. Life with Luigi is a Cy Howard production and is written by High Craft and Arthur Sanders and stars J. Carroll Nash as Luigi Basto with Alan Reed as Pasquale. Music is under the direction of Wilbur Hatch.
This is the United States. United States Armed Forces Radio Service.